the screen clearly. So good afternoon, and thank you very much for joining today's presentation. My name is Saujanya, and I work as a research associate at the Institute for Manufacturing in West Cambridge. Today, I'll be presenting our position paper on the topic of digital technologies for urban food security and supply chains. So we recently did some paper on this topic. So I decided that I could, like, you know, maybe share that when Francesca had a chat with me regarding the sharing of research. So luckily I was working well with the timing. A bit about my background and my discipline. I hold degrees in mechanical engineering, and before joining Cambridge, I have some experience working in research in Denmark and Switzerland, along with a few 5 years of experience in industry. So I mainly worked in shop floors and factory and manufacturing setups. So I know the industrial engineering world very well. However, my research right now requires me to use some of my skills and expertise in digitalization and manufacturing, and it is lending itself into health sector, mostly through food systems project. So I work on a project called Mandala. Probably you're aware of it. It's led by MRC Epidemiology, Professor Martin White. And the project is a very interdisciplinary consortium. So we are people from different backgrounds. And we are, like, our group is from the engineering department, Center for International Manufacturing. In today's presentation, I'll probably start with a brief overview of the challenge that is facing urban food security. And my focus and my research is mostly on commercial food systems, which is the industrial part. So I want to, like, make a case on how it's important it is to pay attention to the commercial food systems to drive a systemic change. There has been some studies that wrote extensively about how important industrial food systems are to transform food systems. However, I feel like the people from engineering field are not coming so much forward to do a lot of research with this agenda. So luckily our project has that agenda. So I think we were able to do this. And I will discuss briefly the role of digital technologies in food supply chains. And I'll also present our findings on 4 technology intervention opportunities that we found after doing a content analysis of the literature. I'll conclude by presenting a framework for supply chain integration. And before we get started, I think you all are aware of what food systems are because you're from Cambridge Food Security Group. However, food systems are like a network of people, organizations, processes, everything and every activity that's involved in getting the food from the farm to the table. And our project's context is within the population level interventions. I mean, you see in the slide on the right side, you have a bell curve there. This is a slide from Professor Martin White. So their group looks into the population level changes, which means they will have a larger impact. And therefore our research questions are also framed in such a way that we are not interested in looking at very particular, like very specific problems, but like mostly something that covers overall public health related problems. So that's a quick context of our project. But urban food security problem is slightly different from food security in general, because when cities are urban context is placed, there are certain unique challenges that come with it. As we all know, urban population worldwide is growing rapidly and food provisioning in cities is becoming a huge challenge, mostly because cities don't produce as much food as they really consume. So they have to be transported from elsewhere. So I'm mostly talking about the commercial part of this provisioning problem. As an example, many cities such as London and New York, they are very advanced, but we all know that they have high income inequality and have difficulty in providing healthy and nutritious diets to low-income groups. Although food security failure is often thought of as a problem with the production side, agriculture side, but the fact is it's the main problem of distribution, access and affordability. I think I also find myself hesitating before buying some organic, like fresh fruit and vegetable, because they're very expensive. And these days with this cost of living and inflation, it's becoming a huge problem. Even like I can imagine how difficult it would be for a lower income group. So I think identifying the root cause of the problem helps in designing effective interventions. So what we found out is that it's a supply chain problem, basically, this food security problem. I'm not saying this is the only supply chain problem is the only problem, but it has a big role to change the food system into a good one. So the two problems we are looking at specifically within this urban food security is that healthy food access, which is to do with what I just spoke about, provisioning. And we all know that fresh fruit and vegetable are the healthiest, but oftentimes they're also most environmental friendly options. So, an example for an intervention from the commercial side could be a food manufacturer can partner with a local farmer's market to source fresh produce for their products, and they can promote healthy eating and also support local agriculture, maybe. So basically industry also can play a role. If they have interest in, like, also see business interest, then it's much better. So the idea is to work together with industry. The second big problem, as we all are aware, it's food waste. Shockingly, about 1/3 of the food that's produced in the world gets wasted. This is not only a waste of resource, but also a missed opportunity to feed the hungry population. And the causes of food waste are complex. I think there are also many consumer and behavioral aspects to it, but inefficiencies in food supply chain play a major role. So there is some area where we can at least try to control. If our supply chains become efficient, food waste can be controlled. So these problems include storage, transportation, packaging, expiration dates, all this kind of things. And food waste also has negative impacts to environment. I don't think I have to, like, you know, like, it's given that it is very bad, you know. So I the idea of our paper or our research that I'm presenting today is that to explore some solutions to these pressing challenges in the literature. So we looked at the literature and saw, like, tried to understand what people have done and what researchers have proposed in mitigating these two challenges. So choosing the right digital intervention in commercial food system is quite tricky, because as we all know, industries really care about profits more than, that's how the nature of economy and everything works. This is just an unfortunate truth. So probably the first priority is not to take good care of the environment, but to make profits. However, we can't simply avoid engaging with them. So commercial food system has got more to do with supply side interventions. Here in this presentation, there's a picture we are showing. So that shows two sides intervention. The front end side is more behavioral. This can be like going to schools and teaching kids on how to prepare healthy meals, how to spend more time cooking, slow eating, all these kind of things. Whereas the supply side interventions are more to do with working with the industry, working with manufacturers, working with retailers for sustainable packaging, for example, these kind of things. So there are many ways to work with the industry, but digital technologies seem to have a lot of promise, especially in food supply chains, because the latest technologies such as cloud computing, blockchain, and sensor technology, they all have an ability to extract a lot. Now are like in the world that we're living in, we are able to extract a lot of data, and our computing power is also like day by day increasing. So what's happening is you're able to analyze a lot of data, not just that we have information about a lot of processes. So that's an advantage. And I think it's good if we can exploit it. And it's proven that these technologies, if implemented and used properly, they can improve supply chain performance. So this is like a dual benefit for supply chain performance improvement includes, for example, improving speed, reducing waste, real-time inventory control, not overstocking or not even understocking, and also providing transparency, and last but not the least, eco-like friendliness, which is sustainability and trying to like cut down on some emissions and keeping a check, all these things. So within digital supply chains, digital supply chain is a huge topic. Within that, there is supply chain integration. And that's the focus area we are talking about. So integration deals with, is one part of the digitalization puzzle, which talks about avoiding data silos. It talks about integrating IT systems across supply chain partners. So there is more traceability of the product and the flows. So it should be optimized accordingly. So coming to the research process, what we did was we did a literature search, and we prioritized inductive and abductive studies. We did not try to analyze modeling papers, for example, or company-centric profit-oriented papers, because we wanted to have a bird's eye view and like a high-level view of this big problem, which is very interdisciplinary. So we found 33 papers we included, and we did some content analysis, like thematic analysis. And we found that there is not a single journal that very specifically focuses on digital food supply chains. So I think it's an emerging topic. However, Nature Food and Journal of Cleaner Production, they are publishing a lot of food system papers with the industry angle. So that's what we found. And what we did was our research question was very specific to healthy food access and food waste with supply chain integration. So we tried to find the links of food supply chains papers with digital technologies. And we tried to map them in these themes, which are four major themes as per their levels. So we found some key studies and we mapped it here. I think you can, like if you're interested, you can see this in our paper, you can read about it. And the four themes were, first was like objectives, like I explained, and problems. It's not just food waste. There's also a problem of out of stock, which is empty shelves and not having access to like some very specific products that we want. I mean, I think it's everyone would have experienced these days, the tomatoes were not sufficiently available. And this is out of stock problem. This is very unique again. So technology solutions, there are many levels. Digital platforms, distributed computing paradigms such as blockchains and sensing technologies is like the lowest level, where RFIDs and some sort of sensors that extract information, for example, product-centric information, that also sometimes inform food safety standards. So those are sensing technologies. But blockchain has been a very big theme in this food supply chain literature. And it's like still an emerging technology. And most of these papers are very theoretical and very conceptual. But distributed computing has some promises because it's like a ledger and it's online. There is no problem with trust. And I think there's some accountability and also data sharing. So that's a promising field. But we're not there yet. We don't see so many practical implementations, not as many. But digital platforms are already like the highest high-level technologies, if I have to say. They are quite popular because we all use them for many different purposes. More consumer-centric ones are Deliveroo and Gusto, Facebook, for example. These are marketplaces. And whereas the industrial side, there are some software products such as Microsoft's Azure IoT platforms and IBM's FoodTrust is a blockchain technology. So there are these emerging technologies, But again, the literature doesn't have any case studies or any empirical studies that see the implementation and then track them and then make some generalizable findings. So maybe that's a gap and we all can work towards it. So that's the highlight of our like findings, at least. As an example, the paper, just to give you a flavor on how the papers, what kind of papers we found. There is one paper by Powell, which is also very recent. It talks about how blockchain technology can improve online payments, for example, and data integrity in food supply chains. And there is another paper which is from like the study done in Sao Paulo in Brazil, and that talks about how digital platforms can reduce waste. So there are a few studies, but there is no like real action research kind of papers which really make us convince us that, oh yeah, this is very useful technology. Or so just to synthesize our findings from mostly from literature and some data from field data, the possible digital technology interventions in urban food supply chains could be e-commerce platforms, shelf life strategies, upgrading logistics systems. I'm talking about more industrial systems. So production planning and inventory management systems. Many companies find it very difficult to invest in these technologies. They're very expensive. So to make a business case, it's very hard. However, these sort of advanced technologies seem to benefit a lot in terms of waste reduction and efficiently provisioning food. So however, the literature suggests that there is a big gap in developing IoT infrastructure, meaning I mean, somebody would acquire technology, but some of the supply chain partners might not be as digitally aware or as digitally literate. So what happens is then there is a connectivity issue. So the whole system, whole ecosystem should work for this to be integrated end to end. So that's a challenge right now. So based on the findings, what we did was we proposed like a framework just to help the food system thinkers to prompt them to embrace industry 4.0 based solutions. So if you take a look at this figure, what we did was we tried to say that our research focus is on digital technologies, but those provide opportunities for supply chain, and those supply chains can solve two types of problems. Consumer side, they can solve affordability, nutrition, and accessibility problems. Whereas on the industry side, they can also like help in sustainability and traceability, food waste, etc. So this is just to like visually make it like somebody can, food system thinkers, if they come on one table, they can maybe start thinking, and then maybe they can populate this. And in future, we would like to enrich this and come up with something more concrete. And so this is a first attempt. And our project, we are using Birmingham as a scalable case study. And we are partnering with citizens and food system stakeholders in our Mandala project to create these kind of solutions through lightweight digital interventions. We are still in the first and second year of our project. So next year we would have something more concrete that we would be working with other stakeholders. So in this phase, we are still trying to identify the interventions. So today, this kind of research helped us in finding variables for causal loop diagrams. So what these diagrams help us is with identifying and justifying interventions. And also in future, we can take this model to a system dynamics model and make an equation out of it. So it's also good for modeling purpose. So this is our future work. Our ongoing work is with Birmingham wholesale market. I think wholesale markets are also facing a lot of challenges all over the world, especially in the cities, because I think wholesale markets provide, they're like shock absorbers, and they have, they're a very good resource for providing fresh fruit and vegetable to the cities. Unfortunately, these markets are not able to make their business profitable these days. That's because of a lot of, also IT software disruptions. There are small players that are coming up, and then the world is changing. So I think it should be a priority also for the government to probably secure these kind of markets and also maybe help hawkers and try to like put more volumes of fresh fruit and vegetable into every city. So if that happens, there is an opportunity for supply and market innovation there. So that also benefits targets like public health. So to conclude, the implications for this kind of research is that we identified, this is more content, a bit quantitative kind of analysis, where we found that there can be 4 technology interventions. And those are digital platforms, enterprise information systems, traceability systems, and blockchain. These are the terms that are used more often. And I mean, there is a need for interdisciplinary collaboration, we all agree, but I think there is, it's very important to involve stakeholders and co-create these solutions, because at the end of the day, it should work practically. So I think there is that gap, and there is a huge potential that's untapped. Benefits of digital supply chains. So a lot of empirical studies need to be done, especially research on supply chain digitalization for healthy food access. There are so many studies on food waste, but not as many on, like, because there was, these two were different departments, I guess. They never worked together. So probably there are not as many studies for this problem. And obviously there is a need for continued innovation in this area, because we all have to benefit from this food systems affect everybody. So yeah, with that, thank you very much.